Let's all lift our voices up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Flebro do manazo menengara gombom blebe. Lando goron grese verigere de borde bambaha. Job rose verigere de vilde gonna bengi. Jurbagando. Fredo borde bande. Shego brondana verige. Hallelujah. Mondo grande hege blo danding vos up desato. Scatabo brovotani medigate the middle of the Bahamid, Holy Ghost, I worship you. Freetesha by the Didi Vidal, the Babo Brave, the Didi Bori, the Babo Gibber Gag, the man, the Han, who the head, Lord Hoda. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You are great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you. You are a great God. You are doing marvelous things. Glory be to God forever. Fala cosa lesa de ba da bo da ba da na ma ma ne ge hi hu ha. Rezo de 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 Jebro de merengue gul de mombre de 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 bo da van de heg le gas de cot co bro ho to fo to gas de das de dija. Lo bro ho to de 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 bo bro ge de 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 and an gong ru gam bla ha di te sto ro bo de 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 ba bri hi di ge de bo de ba. Glory be to God forever. Flegger the bone of the gate, one glory to Avris. Hallelujah. Labro the baby gong, wrong gumble, and dango, grog, dog, bag, dag, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Zobo brevedi di vidi di viski. Glory be to God. Well, I didn't think that was appropriate to do, you know, everybody praying in tongues. Well, welcome to church. That's where it's appropriate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Welcome, everybody. Peace, prosperity, health, blessings, life. We believe in health and prosperity here. Just to let you know right up front, if you don't want any of that, you better leave now. We believe in the gospel. Hallelujah. The good news. And that's good news. Right? And I believe God's going to prosper every single one of you way, way, way beyond your wildest expectations. He's going to expand your brain so you can comprehend how much money you actually have. I used to pray like that. I'd be like, I just don't understand it, God. You know, you have people that deal in multi-million dollars every day, you know, they're, you know. And I'm like, well, how do people think like that? They think like that, you know. We don't start out that way, do we? I'm going to mow your lawn. You're going to pay me $1 million. I mean, you don't start out that way. It's the same way in believing God. You can increase in the things of God, can't you? And there is no end. So who puts the limit on it? We do. So take the limits off. What are you putting the limits on? Well, I can't do that. I've just never seen myself doing that. Well, see yourself. Get a different vision. Get a vision that the Word has for you. Not your own vision. And not a religious vision, but what the Word has. And what the Word says about you, that's you. And we're going to see some of that today, but it takes the renewing of the mind. And the mind is renewed by the Word of God. You're not going to be the same person when you get out of here. Right? That's what change is all about. What happened to you? I went to church. And I got changed again from glory to glory. Not from doubt and misery to depression and damnation. From glory to glory. It gets better. Progression there, right? So however good it's been, and it's been pretty good. I don't have any complaints about the ride I've been on. You know, you get off the roller coaster ride, and you, I'm complaining about it, okay? It was too fast and too bumpy. If you just slow it down and make it lower to the ground, that would be a train. You signed on for the roller coaster. Well, it gets better. I have no complaints, at least about the ride God's put me on. I've put myself on a few rides that I would complain about, but I had nobody to blame but myself and my mouth usually. Right? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. And lest I get to preaching, I'm going to start preaching. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have been talking about and digging into the power of speaking in tongues. There is power in speaking in tongues. I hope you realize that. Jesus said you would receive power after the Holy Ghost came on you. Well, anybody with 2 cents and at least as smart as I am knows that after the Holy Ghost came on them, something happened. What happened after the Holy Ghost came on them? They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, I just happened to put the 2 plus 2 together. He said you're going to receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So what is the way that we receive power? By speaking. And isn't that curious? Everything that God does is by speaking. It's by speaking. And how much better to be able to speak God's words right from the Spirit, out your mouth, without invading your head. You don't have to even worry about it. It just comes out. You are receiving power as you speak. How much power do you want? I want all of it, brother. Well, you're going to have to speak all of it then. Once again, you're the one limiting yourself. You're the one limiting yourself by the amount you want to speak and as far as you want to go with it. You mean if I, you know, and I'm telling everybody, at least, Jesus said, can you not pray with me 1 hour? With me, 1 hour. Not to me, with me. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Can you not do that 1 hour? I mean, how many hours you got in a day? Well, I got to get up and look in the mirror for at least 3 hours. I didn't shave tonight because I hadn't looked in the mirror until about 20 minutes before. And I said, I don't have time. Brother, you should look in the mirror more often. You're right, I probably should. My wife, you definitely should. Not the point, okay? The point is, what are you putting your emphasis on? Where is your time being spent? Is it being spent doing silly things? Or is it being spent doing the most productive thing you could possibly do, and I'm telling you, is speaking. Speaking from the spirit realm into your natural realm, and that's actually what's happening. You want more power in your life? You want more manifestations of power in your life? You want more gifts of the Spirit in your life? You want more of the manifestation of the Comforter in your life? It is by speaking forth those words. We've gone through 3 entire messages already. We're on the 4th one. And it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. This is God's method. This is God's way. This is His plan, is for you to speak His words. Then you get Him manifested in your life. The greatest way for you to speak His words? Yes, quoting the Bible. But we can only know that so much. He gave us the ability to speak His languages, His words, all day, every day. And it's only up to you as to how much you want to do it. And I tell you, you get beyond a certain point. I used to time myself, and I've been doing this recently. And this isn't to brag on me, blabbity blah. But God spoke to me years ago, and I don't know if I should say this now, when I was at Rhema. He said, I want you to pray in tongues 4 hours a day. And I'm like, yeah, right. What are you, God? You going to tell me what to do? So, yeah, I am God. You're going to pray in tongues 4 hours. No, I can't. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've been doing that every day, 4 hours a day. That would be a direct, outright lie. I've watched plenty of TV when I shouldn't have been and done other stupid things that I shouldn't be doing. But I found out, I got myself one of these nifty little chronograph watches here. If I pray in tongues, like, so, you know, let's say I get up going in the morning, I'll make sure I do at least an hour. Everybody say an hour. Make yourself do at least an hour. Can you not pray with me, 1 hour? An hour in tongues? You know, you do an hour in tongues and eventually it's going to be like an hour is nothing. That's just like priming the pump, baby. And then I do my hour, okay? And then I got this chronograph watch will keep time. If you press the button, it'll count for you and then you can stop it so you don't have to count. All right? So I'd be doing something else, and then I'll say I'm driving to the airport, which I've been doing frequently. Takes me 20 minutes, maybe, or something. So I put my nifty little watch on there, and I pray in tongues on the way to the airport. Can you do that? Yeah, you can read books while you're praying in tongues. Figure that one out. Your mind is reading something, and your gap is still going, praying in spiritual things. And you're being edified. It's supernatural. It's spiritual. You can type on a computer and pray in tongues. The only thing you can't do is talk. Try to do that. You can watch the news and pray in tongues. Well, anyway, so I figured out I've been praying about 4 hours a day without me even knowing it by just doing all of these other things. You know what I mean? Glory be to God. That seems like a lot. What I'm trying to say is you'd be surprised if you did what Paul said. I would that you all speak in tongues, and I speak in tongues more than you all, and then pray without ceasing, that you can do this. Is he going to tell you something that you can't do? No, you're walking the dog. You're praying in tongues. You're going getting your grocery shopping done, praying in tongues, not writing off the list. You're giving a swimming lesson, praying in tongues. I said, move along there, Sklembrovanaki. They're under the water anyway. They don't even hear you. Right? You're mowing the lawn. I used to mow lawns. Now, motors go in. Nobody can hear you. You got those head muffler things on. And my mouth is just moving along. People are like, what is he, chewing gum or something? I don't know. Takes you an hour to mow a lawn, does it? Sometimes. At least an hour, depends on how big your lawn is. Pray in tongues while you're mowing the lawn. You just prayed another hour. You're wasting time. I'm telling you, you are wasting valuable time if you aren't doing this. What are you doing? Well, I'm just going to go walk the dog. What'd you do with that 40 minutes or whatever it is you walked the dog? You wasted time. What'd you do? You want to stand before God? What'd you do with that 40 minutes of your lifetime down there? I walked a dog. Well, you think that has eternal value? Your words have eternal value, people. Jesus said, my words will not pass away. And he said, you're going to be just like him. If you're speaking the word, your words are not going to pass away. They have eternal value. They're doing things in the earth way beyond what we can ask or think or imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of speaking in tongues. And I want to talk to you a little bit about my favorite part of this. If I start crying up here, I'm going to blame every one of you. Glory be to God. No. Especially Alan. Quit looking at me back there. Hallelujah. You guys ready for this? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:14. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Shoo. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. Before we read this, we're going to pray and we're going to believe God. Don't waste your time just praying nothing. Let's believe God we can receive from God, from the Spirit, right now. I'm doing it. You do it too. Hallelujah. Right? Glory be to God. Because we can hear from heaven. And one word of God will change your life. You ready? Let's be changed. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to change us right now with your word and with your glory. Let us enter into your word. Let us enter into your glory. Let us hear and see and know from the kingdom of God. Free van de bulle gleganzo domba braid de ditch gibadja nimbias. Let there be an exchange and a flow here. Father, I ask your help that I may speak accurately, and I ask your help that they may hear accurately, and that we may enter into your glory and power in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, I worship you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. The communion of the Holy Ghost. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I said it first, but then we had a correction there. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. To be with you. The communion of the Holy Ghost to be with you. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? We wouldn't even know salvation if we didn't know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. But he only brought one word, one person. And we know the Holy Spirit is a person, right? We know that he's a person. He is God. And we're in communion with who? The love of God? The grace of our Lord Jesus. Who did he say we were in communion with? The Holy Ghost. The communion that we have, the communication, we'll get into this word in a little bit, is with someone. It's with the Holy Spirit. The person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. He didn't say the communion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't say the communion of the Father. He said the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. There's no greater blessing, people. If you can know him, you can know everything. And I hope to show you a little bit of that tonight. If you can know him, and he's the key, it's knowing him. With him comes what? All teaching, all comfort, all knowledge, all these things we've been talking about. He's the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the standby. He's the teacher. He's the one who empowers you. He is everything. So communing with him is communing with God, is communing with everything that you need. He is your supply. He is your life. He's your breath. He's everything. And people don't preach it enough. And you begin to love him and walk with him and talk to him like a person. I've said this before. I'd never heard this before. And I'd been a faith guy for a while. I went down to a Kenneth Copeland meeting and I met this man named Buck Atwell. Went to his house, sat down. I was, you know, a young teenager. I was probably 17 or 18. Here I am in a room with these old gray-haired ladies and this older gentleman and me. And I'm thinking, what's up with this? Why am I here? I should be out, you know, riding a skateboard or something. But I knew why I was there. Soon as that man opened his mouth, he said something I'd never heard anybody say before. In fact, I'd heard people teach against it. He spoke to the Holy Spirit. I was like, is that right? No, I don't think you should do that. Speak to the Holy. But he said, precious Holy Spirit. And when he said that, he started his prayer that way. Precious Holy Spirit. And when he said, precious Holy Spirit, whoom, the presence of the Holy Spirit came in the room. We know the presence of the Holy Spirit, don't we? He's the one who's manifesting himself. He's the teacher. He's the comforter. He's the one who reveals things to you. When? When he's afar off? No, when he's with you all. The communion. The communion. Okay? Now let's look at this word, communion here. The communion of the Holy Spirit. Is there, first of all, is there a communion with the Holy Ghost? Do we have Bible for that? Yes. Do we commune with him? Is there a give and a take and a receiving and an interaction that goes on? Yes. with him. Okay? The word communion is koinonia. It means partnership, participation, pecuniary benefaction, social or intimate intercourse, to communicate, distribution, fellowship, and communion, to share, to participate, partake, partner, associate, and a companion. When you are in communication with somebody, what they have is yours, and what you have is theirs. There's a give and a take. Well, obviously, we get the benefit of that, right? We have nothing. He has everything. And it comes to the fact that you need to know he is God, and he wants to commune with you, meaning he wants to give you what he has. You have no knowledge. He wants to give you that knowledge, right? You are stupid. He's very smart. He wants to impart to you something, and that's part of it. Part of it is a financial trend. Pecuniary benefaction means you benefit by your relationship with him. If your best friend was the president, you get to ride on the airplane. Okay? You get to go meet anybody you want. Everywhere he go, you can go with him. He's your best friend. You call him up. Try to call up the White House right now. They probably aren't going to give you the president. Matter of fact, they're probably going to send somebody out to your house to try to find out why you were calling the White House. But when you have that interaction, you share in that benefit of knowing him. And it's extreme. I've said this before. It's almost ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous, actually, that God Almighty wants to have that kind of intimate fellowship with you. And then his wealth becomes your wealth. It's not your wealth. We don't even have to worry about it anymore. God said to Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. I am. Okay, at that point, you don't care if he's made you, you know, the father of many nations or whatever. The nations become insignificant. The houses become insignificant. All that other stuff, the stuff becomes insignificant because he is greater than all of it. And it just comes with him. That's the fruit of knowing him. All the fruits of knowing him. The glory, the wealth, the healing, all the stuff. It just comes from him. It's just an outflow of knowing him. Glory be to God, the communion with the Holy Ghost. And I used to sit in my room, and I still do it. And I'll just sit there, and I encourage you to do it. Just say, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Just do that. Just sit there and say, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I'm nothing, you're everything. And then say, I want to be like you. Like the Holy Ghost? Yes. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later here. But you're communing with him. You're being like him. You're becoming one with him. And you begin to talk like him. Changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You're being changed by him into him. Let me think like you, Holy Ghost. Let me speak like you, Holy Ghost. Let me walk like you, Holy Ghost. Let me talk like you, Holy Ghost. Well, what are you going to talk like if you're talking like the Holy Ghost? You're going to be talking the Word of God. He wrote the Word. He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth because he has become your closest, most intimate fellowship, your best of friends, everything that you have and are. It's the number one thing. It's the promise of the Father. The promise, not a promise. Well, here's one. The promise is that he's going to send the Holy Spirit to be in intimate fellowship and communion with you. And how does this manifest if you guys are schooled at all? How does this manifest? How do you commune with him? What's the number one way? If he is the promise, he came on you, what was the first thing that happened? You spoke with tongues. It is God's method. It is the way that you communicate with him and commune with him is through speaking in other tongues. When you're speaking in tongues, you're communicating and communing with him. How far do you want to go in this? Do you want to know? Does it sound, is this a good person to know? Is the Holy Ghost a good, he'd be a good guy to have on your team? How much do you want him on your team? That's how much you're going to speak and communicate with him. You're talking to him in his language. Right? That's no small benefit, people, to be able to communicate. And the other thing is, what is he? God is a spirit. I was going to have you turn there, John 4:24, but we won't. But you know it's there. God is a what? He's a mind. God is a body. God is a mind and a body. No. Thank God. God is a spirit. How are you going to communicate with God in his realm, on his turf, in his world, on his plane, so to speak? In the spirit. Not with your head. You can't know him in your head. He's a spirit. Like I said before, you can't smell anything with your ear. You got to know him spiritually. And we're taught as we speak. And we learn as we speak. And we grow as we speak. How? We don't know. We can't know him mentally, but we can know him supernaturally and spiritually. The more you speak in tongues, tell you, we get a hold of some of this stuff. Supernatural. That's what we are. Supernatural people. We are. Glory be to God forever. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. I just said that the communion of the Holy Ghost is to be with you all. Where's the communion then?
Well, it's when I feel warm and fuzzy and I get goosebumps.
No, he's communing with your spirit. And the more we grow up, the more we become sensitive spiritually to him. And we're learning this. We know when he comes in the room. John 14:26. But the Comforter, y'all there? We know who we're talking about, right? But the Comforter, and if you didn't know what he's talking about, he clarifies it right here, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, when he is come, he will teach you. When he is come, he will teach you. We went on several verses. We've been down this trail before. This is kind of a refresher thing here. When he is come, what happened? Yeah, he came on you and you spoke with other tongues. Well, wait a second. Unless... when you speak with tongues, he's teaching you, then this isn't true. When he is come, he will make you speak in tongues, is what he should have said. When he is come, he'll make you speak in tongues. No, he doesn't make, but you teach, he's teaching you as you speak in other tongues. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost is come on you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost came on him. So, after the Holy Ghost came on him, right? After the Holy Ghost came on him, what did they do? Oh, they received power. After the Holy Ghost came on him, he taught them all things and brought all things to their remembrance. Right then, right? All things, they remembered all things. He taught them all things right then. And when the Holy Ghost, right after he came on them, all of a sudden they remembered all things that Jesus said. They're like, I remember everything. And I am full of power now. Is that what happened? What happened? They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Are you seeing the connection here? What is happening when you're speaking with tongues? You are being taught while you're speaking in tongues. What is happening while you're speaking in tongues? You're receiving power. You're being empowered. Other scriptures talk about being charged up like a battery, built up. You're receiving power as you speak. Now, all the other things that happened that Jesus said were going to happen to you when the Holy Ghost came, he's going to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment, all these other things when he has come, all are encased inside of your ability to speak as the Spirit gives you utterance. You seeing this? It's huge. And I've said this before. Why would God do it? And why does the devil attack it so much? Well, we don't believe in speaking in tongues in our church. Okay, so you don't believe in the Holy Ghost coming and teaching. You don't believe in the Holy Ghost coming and giving power. You don't believe in the Holy Ghost coming and revealing to you things that are to come. I'm telling you, when does the Holy Ghost reveal to you things that are to come? When you're speaking in other tongues. I've had it happen to me over and over, and you have too. Every single one of us. As we're praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden we know something about what's going to happen. Right? Why? Because this is a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. He's communing with you. He's giving you something that's his. That's not your knowledge. That's his knowledge. It's the doorway to the supernatural. Hallelujah. Right? Am I wrong here? Throw something at me. Glory to God. Glory be to God forever. There's power in speaking in tongues. I'm telling you, people. And the more you get faith, and this is one of the reasons we're doing this, so we have more faith in what's going on when we speak in tongues. You know why so many churches don't? Because nobody's preaching on it. Maybe once every other year, they'll give a small message kind of telling people that, yes, we do sort of believe in this, but we don't want to let everybody know because then they might leave our church. We know this is going on. A lot of people left the church the first time I started speaking on this. So I know. But there's power in speaking in tongues. It's where the power's at. It's where the teaching's at. It's where your revelation is at. It's your ability to understand and comprehend and commune with the Holy Ghost. What could be more important than communing with God Almighty, who's been sent to live and be with you and on you and around you? Nothing. And this is his method. I didn't make it up. He made it up. He said it this way. This is what happens when he comes on you. I guess that's the way. What do we make up the things now? No, we don't. Well, our doctrine doesn't say, well, poo on your doctrine then. Did I just say poo? Yeah. Then your doctrine is garbage. Okay? This is the doctrine. Hold fast to this doctrine. It's the Word of God. The Holy Ghost wrote it, and he wrote it this way. When they received the Holy Ghost, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And encased in that is all teaching, all revelation, everything you need. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. What unction from the Holy One? The one you received when you received him and you began to speak. Did you notice that? We haven't been over there yet. Did we? Acts chapter 2. Flip over a page in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began. They ended shortly after. Well, this ceased after the last apostle. This is where the attack is at, you know. They want to somehow figure out why I don't have to speak in tongues anymore. So they go and they make up doctrines that will try to end it. It doesn't say anywhere in there that it ended. It said they began. These are the things that the Lord Jesus began to both to do and teach. Look at verse 1 of chapter 1. You're right there.
the former treaties I have made with you, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He's still doing it. He's still teaching it. They began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And nowhere does it say it ends. We begin, we keep what people end it, though. Who chooses to end it? How about you? Do you choose to end when you end speaking in tongues? Yes, you do. You make up your mind. You go, well, I'm going to pray for 15 minutes and then, well, I got to do something else. You made the choice. Right? You don't have to. Sorry, I can't take that call right now. I'm talking to somebody else. The line's busy. I'm communing with a more important person on the other line. I'm receiving instruction. I'm in school right now, the school of the Spirit. And I'm being taught and I'm being empowered. Hallelujah. People will be offended over that. Too bad. We offend the Holy Ghost so many times. Well, the stupid junk we do. And when we start to learn not to offend him because he's more valuable, more precious than anything else that we have. He's glorious compared to everything else. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. So they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It was a beginning. It's God's method. It's God's language. It's God's way. Hallelujah. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 5. We're building our faith in the power to speak in other tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5. That in everything, everybody say everything. Everything. What's that mean? Some things? Everything. Two things? That means everything. That in everything you are enriched by him. Huh. You are enriched by who? By him. Now, who's God in the earth today? I know we're strong here, but this is what we're talking about. You are enriched by him in everything. You mean your job? You mean your dog walking? You mean what you're driving? You mean your flight lessons? You mean, I mean everything, everything. Right? Yes. Everything. Your family, your relationships, everything. Thank you. In everything you are enriched by him. What is the very next thing? It says, in all utterance and knowledge. So how are you enriched in everything? In all, what? Utterance? What is utterance, people? Come on, this is all throughout the Bible. It's tucked away in every little nook and cranny here. You're enriched by speaking. In utterance. You being filled, what? Speaking. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you spoke. You're enriched in all utterance. In utterance, you're enriched. By him. Am I getting this across? By him, you're enriched in the utterance. Okay. Hallelujah. 1 John. We'll stay in 1 John for a little bit here. There's a whole bunch of goodies in there. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. Glory be to God forever. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Who is the Holy One that you have an unction from? I have something for you. What's the first name of the Holy Ghost? Holy. Holy, it's actually his name. The Bible says that. He says his name is holy. He's the high and lofty one. His name is holy. No, that just means what he is. He's holy and he's a ghost. No, it's actually his name because the Bible says it's his name. Okay? And then, so the Holy One is what?
He's the Holy Ghost. You have an unction from who? The Holy Ghost, the Holy One, and you know all things. And I got news for you. When you start to understand this, it's not that you know it in your head. You almost never know it in your head. Your head's the thing that gives you a problem, but you know it in your spirit. You always have the inward witness. If I came up and prophesied something over you and it was correct, you would already, everybody say already have the inward witness that that was what I was going to do and that was what I was going to say. And you'd have no idea how you do it. It didn't come from your head. You have the unction already in you. That's called the spirit bearing witness with your spirit. Glory be to God. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. I got news for you. Does that mean there's no teachers in the church? No. The Bible says there's apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers given for the edifying of the body of Christ. They've been given to the church to help and do things. So obviously there is the office of the teacher. This isn't going against itself. Do you understand? Scripture interprets Scripture. But did you know that nobody can teach you anything? You learn it yourself. You can't teach anybody anything, can you? I showed this to them 15 times and they still don't get it because they're not learning. They're not learning. You can show them something, but they have to receive it. And certain people can receive quicker than other people. I got news for you. If you pray in tongues more, you'll be able to receive quicker and faster. Why? Because you're learning from the Holy One. You're increasing in that unction and you know all things. People can walk out of a message like this with all different kinds of levels of stuff. Some people say, well, yep, I think speaking in tongues might be for today. I think I'm starting to see that. I'm fine with that. You know, if that's glory be to God. But you know who taught you that? Not me. I can't teach you anything. But I can cooperate with Him, and the same anointing that I may be trying to move with is the same anointing that's speaking to you. He's the one teaching you. Does that make sense? Amen. Glory to God. Pastor taught me this. No, he didn't. Don't blame me. Holy Ghost taught you. He's the teacher. Glory to God. We just kind of cooperate with Him as much as possible. We're still human. Unfortunately, as supernatural as we may be. Hallelujah. Did you get that? You have no need that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. The same anointing teaches you of all things. Can you expect the Holy Ghost to teach you all things? According to the Word, you can expect it. What about carburetors? All things. Right? He knows about them. He's the one who gave some guy the goofy idea of choking and throttling something to make more air go in, you know, all that stuff. He's the teacher. He knows it all. He knows the ins and outs of everything, all your bank account, everything. He knows it all. It would behoove us to get Him involved, wouldn't it? How do we do that? By speaking. Good. You guys are on board. Hallelujah. It is the way. It's God's method. Speaking. Speaking in other tongues. You can speak way beyond your own understanding. Hallelujah. And He teaches you by speaking. He shows you things to come by speaking. He empowers you by speaking. He fills you with the Spirit by speaking. Why? I don't know why. It's the way God did it. So get over it. Just go along for the ride. You already signed up. Just go. Stop screaming just because the ride roller coaster is getting high now. Don't freak out. It's going to get fun in a minute.
I remember doing that as a little kid. I hated going up that chink, 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 chink. They do that just to torment you. I know they do. They could have made it go up smooth on a belt. Just play a little nice elevator music. No, it's chink, 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 chink. You're waiting for that last chink until the whole thing collapses. You paid the ticket. You're on the ride, people. Every one of you speaks in tongues. You've got it. Now you just need to keep going. You began, now continue, because in this continuing, you get everything. It's an all-inclusive ticket. And you're in covenant and relationship and fellowship with the Most High God. What doesn't he know? What can't he do? What can't he afford? Come on. He's God. And you're only limited by what? Your speaking. Not even your own knowledge. He didn't say that.
You're limited because of your IQ. It's not 157.
No. Donkeys don't have big IQs, do they? Yet they can speak as the Spirit gives them utterance. All right. Glory be to God. Now look at this. As the same anointing, right? As the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, so shall you abide in him, even as. Have we established this enough, or do I got to go around the same trail again? How is he teaching you? By speaking. He's teaching you by speaking. He's empowering you by speaking. Even as he already taught you, even so, he's going to continue to teach you. This is how you can expect him. And I'm telling you, expect God to reveal things to you when you're speaking in other tongues. You're releasing his revelation. You're releasing his power. You're releasing his ability into the earth, especially your earth, as you speak in tongues. You better have more faith now than you did before he came in here. Even as he taught you, so he's going to teach you more and more. Hallelujah. And you shall abide in him. How are you going to abide in him? By living in those words that you just spoke and by continuing to speak. This doesn't end. It continues. You learn more, you walk in it. You learn more, you walk in it. This is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, people. I hope you're seeing that. Are you seeing it? When you are praying in other tongues, when you're speaking in other tongues, you are fellowshipping with him in all his power, in all his teaching, in all his ability, in all his glory, in all his ways of communicating with you and giving you revelations, showing you things to come, comforting you, counseling you. As you are speaking, so shall you abide. It's by cutting off the speaking. And we can see the devil's design in that. Let's just stop the speaking in tongues. We don't want any of that. Well, no wonder you don't want any of this. You don't want any of the communion of the Holy Ghost. This is the communion of the Holy Ghost. The fellowship, the walking with, the participation in. The pecuniary benefaction. That means benefiting financially from the Holy Ghost. By speaking in tongues. Well, I only want a little bit of that. I only want a little bit of, you know, financially benefiting from the Holy Ghost. Are you kidding me? You should be Mr. Golden Tongue. Don't talk to anybody but the Holy Ghost. At that point, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Even as it has taught. Why do they do that? I hate that. It's not an it. Even as he has taught you, you shall abide in him. They did it right at the end. In him. Glory be to God forever. It is not an it that you are speaking to. I hope you know that. It's not an it that you're communicating with. It's a him. It's the living God. Glory be to God forever. All right, we'll try to wrap this up here. Glory be to God forever.
Jesus is Lord. Go back to John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Just flip back a page there. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Do you understand this, people? Do you know what pure light is? That means there's no darkness at all. Absolute zero, which scientists have not been able to find. Did you know that? They try to extract all the heat out of something to get it to the lowest possible temperature, and they can't do it. There's still some, you know, 0.0000 millis something of heat left in it. They can't get it, so they have theories about it. That's holiness. If they could get it, it would be holy coldness. Okay, that's holiness, purity in its purest state. Even gold, they can't do it. You know what happens to gold if you can get 100% pure? It becomes transparent. And nobody can get it that way except God. Yeah. Hallelujah. How do you know that's true? I don't. I just have a theory. But science can't prove it. Whew. Glory to God forever. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. What is that? That's holiness, people. And if we can get a grip on it, this is where God comes from. All good gifts, all perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness. He doesn't vary towards you. It's blessing, Patrick. Blessing, blessing, blessing. You come to God, you're waiting for some curses. Doesn't have any. It's all light. It's all light, man. It'll be all light. It is all light. It's all light. It's the kingdom of light. You're created as a light creature. This is the kingdom you live in. God is light. There is no darkness at all. God is wealth. There is no poverty at all. That's heaven. God is health. There is no sickness at all. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. There is no shadow of turning. He doesn't veer from it. Only good always. God is good. All the time. Can't turn from it. Doesn't turn from it. He's holy in his goodness. He's holy in his lightness. God is light, and in him, this gets big, and we don't, you know, you got a grip on that? Because we're going to go to the next verse. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Uh-oh. What did it say? If we fellowship with him. Did I read that right? If we say we have fellowship with who? Who do we have fellowship with? Who did the Bible say? We started this out with saying, who is our communion? It's the same word, koinonia. Communion, fellowship with. The fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we're liars and we're not doing the truth. What's the opposite of that? If we have fellowship with him, and we walk in the light as he is in the light. What's in the light? Truth, number one, but everything else. Prosperity and health and glory and all the things that are good that come down from the Father of lights, people. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Everybody likes to say, we have fellowship one with another, and I believe that too. We have fellowship with each other. But he's specifically talking about having fellowship with God. Are you having fellowship with God? Are you communing with him? Are you walking as he walks in the earth? The only way you can do that is by getting rid of yourself and taking on him. He's everything. He's the one you're communing with.
the Bible said that when he comes, he's gonna transmit everything from Jesus to you. And how do we say he was gonna do that? By speaking. How are you gonna walk in the light as he is in the light? Must be some other way. There must be some light box somewhere that we can turn on and off. No! It's by speaking. God never veers from it. He never veers from this. It's the same way. You want to walk with him? You're going to walk by speaking.
Man, it sounds like we got our work cut out for it.
Yes, you do. That's why I say an hour a day is going to look like, you know, mincemeat after a while. Go to John chapter 2 and verse 6. He that says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. That's a tall order there, people. There is only one way you can do this. That is by receiving the promise and beginning to speak and continuing to speak, letting him teach you and show you how to do this. To walk even as he walked. Even as who? The one whom Jesus sent. He said, I'm sending another, a comforter, another one. He's going to abide with you forever. He's going to teach you all things. You think he's going to teach you how to walk as he walked? Well, no, except for that. No, that includes that. Do you see how deep and intimate this fellowship must go for us, for the Holy Ghost? We must know him so presently, every day, all day, in all things. This is why you should speak in tongues all day, every day. Now I have reverted for my hour a day. I started out the beginning of this message wanting you to speak in tongues an hour a day. Now it's all day. Why? Because you're learning from him. This is a tall, we need to walk even as. The Bible said he is light. In him there is no darkness. Is there any darkness in you? Any? If there is, we need to walk closer with him. Does that make sense? How are we going to walk closer with him? By speaking. That is how he transfers himself to you. That's how he gets his word into you. That's how he changes things in you, is through words. We're word people, right? We're word and Holy Ghost people. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. Go back with me to 2 Corinthians, and I'll end with this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory be to God forever. You are God. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. This is the last thing Paul wrote to the Corinthians. The last thing he said to the Corinthians. Here's a church that obviously had some problems. Okay? The last thing he said to them was the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Amen meaning that's it. He never wrote to him again. I don't know if he heard from him again. Maybe he did. I don't know. But this is all we have recorded that he spoke to them. The last thing he said, the communion. It's the biggest, most important. Isn't that what you say to somebody the last time you tell them you love them or something? Going up on this moonshot. I don't know if I'm coming back. I love you. I'll see you. You know, the most important thing you're going to say is the last thing you leave with them. What's the most important thing for you? I'm telling you, you can't get revelation of the word. We know how important the word is. We can't get revelation of the word without the teacher. We can't get power. We need power in the earth today. We need to walk even as he walked. How are we going to do it? There's only one way. Communion with the Holy Ghost. Do it now and do it later when you get home and commune with him. Say, Holy Spirit, I worship you. I need you. And then begin to speak in tongues. And that language you are speaking is communing with him. You're receiving from him. You're talking to him. You're speaking things out from his world into your world, declaring things. It's the whole realm of words. You're talking things out. You're learning. You're growing. And there's a couple words the Spirit of God spoke to me earlier. These came up out of my spirit. Said, fully educated. Are we educated in the spirit? Yeah. Are we fully educated? No. How do we get fully educated? But by going to the spiritual school. Where's the spiritual school? I'm telling you, it's speaking in tongues. You speak in tongues, you're being educated to the things that are spiritual. We know we're spirit beings. We know we're supernatural beings. We know we are light creatures. We're supposed to walk even as he walked in this earth. There's only one way to do it. That's to be fully educated. There's only one way to be fully educated is to be fully speaking those things forth. That's how we learn. We learn by speaking. Am I emphasizing this enough? Hallelujah. So do you believe in speaking in tongues? I don't know if I believe anything else anymore. That's how strong this is. It's the first thing that the Holy Ghost did when he came on them. They spoke with tongues. It's the last thing Paul told the Corinthians after correcting them that the fellowship, that communion of the Holy Ghost would be with you. He can't teach them. He instructed them, but the Holy Ghost had to teach them and make it, make them understand it. You want to make your kids understand things sometimes. You go up to them, shake them, listen to me. And they're still like, I don't know. I want chocolate. You're like, what? How don't you understand my words? And it's because they don't understand your words. How many times you think God's like that with us? We wonder why people are shaking on the floor. It's probably just God shaking them, trying to put something into them. They're not getting it. I tried to get it to them while they're in the chair. Now I got to lay them on the floor and shake them. Yeah. Now get it, finally. And then they get up and they still don't have it. Huh? I want chocolate. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. The communion of the Holy Ghost. I pray this more than anything, I think, because I think this is one of the things God, you know, when God calls you to do something, that's what you want to do. When you stand before him, you're like, I hope I did that at least. You know I walked the dog too much, but I hope I at least made a dent in what you told me to do. And one of the things that I believe he's told me to do is to bring people into communion with the Holy Ghost so they can know him as a person. It's just something that hasn't been taught. And when I heard him that one time, it sounded to me like, and I've said this before, like a small boy's voice. I saw a meeting that we were going to hold in the future. And I was sitting there looking at it going, huh, look at that. Isn't that amazing? I'm praying in tongues and he shows me things to come. Sounds scriptural. And I was talking to him about it. And he said to me in this small voice, we have scripture for that. A small voice. He said, did they really come to see me? Did they really, like somebody who's been alone for so long because nobody pays attention to him. He just wants friends. Did they really come to see me? That's the tone. That's the way he said it. That's why I said, I might start crying. But that's part of what I'm called to do is bring people in. So when I see people, I want to say, do you know the Holy Spirit? Not do you know to speak in tongues? Blah, blah, blah. And believe me, this whole message was about speaking in tongues. And that is the way you get to know him. But do you know him as a person? He is God in the earth today. He's been rejected by who knows how many churches, and even the Pentecostal churches. You talk like this, and they're like, well, I don't know about that. We believe in the gifts. The Holy Ghost is a person? Yeah, he's God. Communion is the most intimate fellowship you can have with anybody. It's an interaction where you become one with somebody. That's what he's looking for out of you. So if I can bring him some friends, I'm happy. Glory be to God. So I expect him to show up in your room and don't reject him. He's going to come and start shaking you. If he's shaking you, he's trying to get your attention. Why am I shaking? That's the Holy Ghost trying to say something to you. So start speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues and he'll get it across to you. It's his method. It's his way. He knows more than we do. Stop bucking the system. If he said that through speaking in tongues all these things come, just speak in tongues. You look like a rocket scientist at that point. You're so smart. Why do you get all this revelation about finances and business and stuff? Well, I speak in tongues. That's all you got to do is do the word. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer. You just heard this message, now do it. You speak in tongues, and he will show you things to come. He'll show you what you need to do. Every time, he's the teacher. He's the counselor, the comforter. You benefit financially from him, and he has it all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for this time of fellowship with you, Holy Ghost, and teaching. I believe you taught people. I received instruction. We all receive instruction from you, Holy Ghost, and we worship you. We thank you. You are great and mighty. We love you. We thank you for greater and deeper and more intimate fellowship in our lives. We believe we receive it. We thank you for it, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.